Market research. When engineers design a product, they don't necessarily have anything in mind other than overcoming technical challenges. They assume that others will appreciate the beauty and usefulness of their creations. This, however, is not necessarily the case. Someone must act as a liaison between the manufacturers, product specialists, technicians, engineers, and the potential consumers who either will or will not buy their products, and marketing is all about customers. Marketing plays a role in finding, forecasting, influencing, and sustaining demand from the product concept to the end of the product's life cycle. Marketing and sales have different but complementary objectives. Marketing translates the external perspective for internal audiences. What does the market need? While sales translates the internal perspective for external audiences. Why do you need what we have to offer? Marketing can do these tasks with in-house personnel and/or by contract with an outside company. Market research can begin when the product is merely a sketch or the inkling of an idea. It can also take place for an existing product or service, especially one that seems not to be living up to its sales potential. In order to design a supply chain that can meet its ultimate goal of delivering the right product at the right place and time and at the right price, it's important to understand the marketplace. Market plan. The market plan, shown in Exhibit 1-12, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as including the current market position, opportunity and issue analysis, SWOT results, marketing objectives and strategies, action plans, programs, projects, budgets, and pro forma profit and loss statement and management controls. The market plan is a subset of the organization's strategic business plan, which drives several important functions like finance, engineering, marketing, and production. These functions also have input in shaping the overall business strategy. Here we're going to focus on the marketing function and how it provides foundational information about the marketplace. Knowing your market, customers, competitors, and product can heavily influence how you design your supply chain to meet long-term objectives. The marketing function develops its own strategically oriented plan based on the strategic business plan. These plans must be in alignment and there should be consistency between them. As seen in Exhibit 1-12, the marketing strategy is based on a number of key elements. Exhibit 1-12, Marketing Strategy and Plan. Current market position information may include data and findings about demand patterns, products and pricing, customer satisfaction, and service level agreements with partners, distributors, and retailers. Note that a profit and loss statement is another name for an income statement. Pro forma means that the statement is based on forecasted information rather than historical information. When designing a supply chain, one must carefully consider the market plan. For example, if the market plan shows that Europe will be the primary source of demand for product X, it may make sense to assemble that product in the Netherlands instead of China, despite comparatively higher labor costs. By assembling a product in Europe, import duties may be much lower than for importing a finished product. For example, Tesla assembles battery-powered cars in Tilburg. The shipping volume of the parts may also be much smaller than the shipping volume of the finished products, so postponed assembly can save money in transportation costs. In addition, one must keep in mind that marketplace factors may evolve over time, and if they do, that may require modifications to the design of the supply chain and its organization. Market research and its types. Market research is the systematic gathering, recording, and analysis of data about problems relating to the marketing of goods and services. Also referred to as marketing research, it may be done by impartial agencies, business firms, market research agents, or an internal marketing staff. Market research can use a variety of information gathering tools, such as customer surveys, interviews, focus groups, direct mail questionnaires, websites providing opportunities or incentives for visitor feedback, and market reports sold by research firms. The internal marketing department staff can also do research about potential markets, products, etc. The SWOT analysis is commonly used for this purpose. There are several types of market research. Market analysis. The study of the size, location, nature, and characteristics of markets, for example, product potential, resulting in information useful for market segmentation, for example, distinct lines of business to offer. Sales analysis, or research, the systematic study and comparison of sales or consumption, data and market share. the actual portion of current market demand that a company or product achieves. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Consumer research, the discovery and analysis of consumer attitudes, reactions, and preferences, including motivation research, resulting in information useful for customer segmentation, for example, categorizing customers in various ways, such as by their requirements or the types of products and services they demand. Sales analysis and consumer research are addressed more elsewhere. More information on market analysis follows. Market analysis assesses the state of the global, local, and industry economy, the impact of recent events or disasters, and the relative market share that the organization has in a given region at present. Market conditions can be considered challenging when the organization needs to break into a market dominated by other competitors, or when the prospective customers are less likely to make a purchase because of the state of the economy. In such situations, the organization's competitive strategy needs to show how the organization's offerings will have a clear competitive advantage. During times of recession or when working to make inroads against an established competitor in a region, an organization can look at these challenging situations as an opportunity to capture significant market share. To do so, it will need to satisfy customer requirements more completely or at less cost than its rivals. Another strategy that often works during recessions is to purchase organizations that are showing signs of weakness at a discount. This can help an organization grow into new global markets. Information on market conditions can be found from government or third-party reports, surveys, or white papers on economic conditions. Some of these reports make predictions based on leading market indicators or confirm trends using lagging market indicators. Purposes of market research. The purposes of market research include finding potential markets, analyzing markets, and refining product design to fit the markets. Finding potential markets. The most basic question about a product is, does anyone care? Is there a significant and unmet need out there for the better product? In an existing company, the sales force may provide the first clue that current customers have unmet needs that seem compatible with the company's mission. Market research can begin from that point to quantify the need. The process can also begin among the engineers, the folks who look at the current products and see a way to improve them. In that case, marketing and sales can present the idea to current customers to see if there are any signs of interest. They can also begin a wider research campaign to identify the potential for new markets for the suggested product. Analyzing markets. As product design gets underway, marketing can ask more detailed questions about the potential market to divide the market into segments, as is discussed elsewhere in a section on segmentation. As stated there, the basic questions are the best questions. Who? Where? When? Why? What? How many? The answers to such questions constitute market segmentation. Once you know who and where the likely customers are, you can ask how best to reach them with news about the product. Do they shop at a large retail chain store or at the local hardware store? Do they buy from catalogs or over the internet? Is telemarketing the best way to reach them? Marketing personnel can find out why and how prospects are interested in your product by using phone surveys, online questionnaires, focus groups, analysis of past customer complaints or feedback, or a combination of those approaches. Marketers also want to know when prospects are likely to start buying. Are they ready for the new product, or will market penetration take some time as your prospects get used to the new idea? Will the product have a long or short life cycle? How often will it need to be replaced? How soon will customers demand an upgrade? Demand forecasting is a marketing and sales activity. In collaborative arrangements, such as vendor-managed inventory, VMI, and collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment, CPFR, the forecasts need to be shared with cross-functional and intercompany teams to ensure that everyone works from the same forecasting information. Remember, when it comes to forecasting demand, marketing has a natural bias toward optimism, a bias that may be magnified by top management policies. Management seldom looks favorably on cautious estimates. Demand plans based on overly optimistic forecasts can lead to problems. Most obviously, it can cost money if the company increases capacity to meet the demand plan and winds up with unnecessarily large capital expenses and/or inventory hangover. An optimistic bias in marketing can also lead supply areas to distrust the demand plan and compensate by coming up with their own plans, which may well be biased in the other direction. Cross-functional teams and supply chain collaboration can overcome such problems, refining product design. As market researchers learn more about market and customer segments, the information should contribute to the product's design. Market research into customer attitudes can help identify features of the product, including a strategic price that will be most attractive to the various customer segments. Some prospects may strongly feel that the new product should contain certain features, while others desire the opposite features. The features that positively contribute to the profit margin should be adopted, and unprofitable variations should be avoided. A proliferation of SKUs, stock keeping units, typically increases inventory overhead and dilutes marketing efforts. In some cases, a product's features can be varied to match differences in market requirements. For example, computers can be assembled with different components to meet the specialized needs of various segments. A basic version will appeal to customers with limited funds or limited computing needs. Add a powerful processor and sophisticated subsystems, and your basic computer appeals to power users. Add a choice of colors and shapes, and you add value for the style-conscious buyer. Other products will not be as profitable with multiple variations, and the marketing input to design will be identification of the most profitable segments. At this point, researchers can also contribute to the reverse supply chain aspect of product design. What sort of support will be necessary to satisfy end users and keep them as loyal customers? Will they need product documentation? How many languages will be necessary in the pamphlets? Will phone, text, or email support options be necessary? What will be the return policy? What is the attitude of potential customers to ease of disposal and impact on the environment? Competition. Organizations need to scan the market for what the competition is offering and at what price. They need to know who has what market share in each region in which they would like to compete and whether there are any customer requirements that are going unsatisfied. For example, Hayer found that since the power went out frequently in many African countries, there was an unsatisfied demand for a freezer that could stay cold for a long time. They developed a frost-free refrigerator that could keep food frozen for 100 hours without electricity. This helped them keep the majority of the market share in Nigeria. Getting a foothold in areas where the competition already has established strong market share requires a well-thought-out strategy. When attempting to get a foothold selling mini fridges in the U.S., Hayer started by negotiating contracts with large retailers, including Walmart, Best Buy, and Home Depot. However, a good strategy that is poorly executed can still result in failure. One way to get an idea of the competition's strategy is to use benchmarking. SWOT analysis can also be used to get an understanding of the organization's current state of supply chain maturity. Other environmental scanning could involve determining how mature competitors' supply chains are relative to one's own supply chain. What your organization believes is a world-class supply chain may in fact be surpassed by other chains. Global perspectives. Global connectedness is causing supply chain management to evolve into a more strategic role. Managers recognize that the actions taken by one organization in the supply chain can influence the success of the rest of the network. While in the past, the strategic focus for many organizations was on improving their internal quality and reducing costs, the focus for many now is on implementing total supply chain solutions that require collaboration from partner organizations both upstream and downstream. These new global forces are being met by corresponding technological solutions in supply chains in most nations. Collectively, they are revolutionizing supply chain management. Here are some of the powerful forces that impact virtually every supply chain. Global expansion. The globalization of sourcing and manufacturing is making supply chains longer and more complex than ever before, thereby requiring more formal coordination and collaboration. Many manufacturers and retail chains have expanded both nationally and globally, creating the need for more formal mechanisms to coordinate supply chain activities. In addition, companies that have created their own e-commerce sites can now have global exposure. Increased project complexity and scope. Project size and complexity are increasing. Projects involve, in some cases, large teams operating at different remote sites. Moreover, the information involved is more important than ever, in larger amounts than ever, and more difficult than ever to manage manually with the required speed and accuracy. Greater market volatility. Demand is becoming more volatile and harder to predict due to the increasing power and speed of information available to both consumers and competitors. A successful global organizational strategy will account for these complexities while developing a deep understanding of local customer requirements. This understanding often requires investing in local managers, experts, and salespersons to develop local sales channels that are attuned to the differences in the given region. Haier has done all of these things in each market it enters, but it keeps track of each region using the standardized measurements of the SCORE registered trademark model, a framework for supply chain management, looking at the organization's flexibility, velocity, and predictability, among other things. This way, Haier can compare success region to region. A globalized organization will also need the flexibility to withstand global disruptions. The disruption of just one critical link in a globally interconnected supply chain can impact the whole. When the 8.9 magnitude earthquake and resulting tsunami hit Japan and damaged their Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant in March 2011, initial concerns and the world's focus were on the people of Japan. As the weeks progressed, it started to become clear in just how many ways we are all connected. Factory operations were affected, raising fears of shortages or price increases for a number of widely used components. Manufacturers were affected by disruptions of the transportation of finished goods to airports or ports, as well as the movement of employees and supplies to production plants. Concerns grew that the earthquake and tsunami could lead to a long-term disruption in the world's supply of automobiles, consumer electronics, and machine tools. As millions of people around the globe extended their condolences to the people of Japan for the lives lost and suffering, companies around the globe had to quickly assess whether their business would be impacted by this tragedy thousands of miles away. Even after this and other major crises and disasters, the wildfires in California and Colorado in 2020, the record 30 named storms in 2020 with 5 consecutive years of at least one Category 5 hurricane, some companies are hesitant to realize that with the global economy, actions in one part of the world, whether planned, unplanned, human-induced, or naturally occurring, seem to affect us. We are all connected. Our goal is to prepare you to grasp these concepts, be confident in your actions, and eventually thrive in the world of supply chain management. Remember that the beginning of knowledge is the discovery of something we do not understand. Frank Herbert, science fiction author and writer, 1920 to 1986.